up, losers? Coming to you from the beautiful city of Vancouver, this is Solitude Voice, who doesn't sound as great on top of this music. Today I try to mimic what that gamer podcast does and talk about things that nobody cares about, including how I created my Windows system into a doable Windows Linux system. Let's just get this going, I'm running short on boot time here. So I definitely can't do things like Brandon does. Totally new with this, he has the equipment, I don't. Which is why the first 30 seconds of this probably sounds like absolute mud. Speaking of that, Gamer Hub, it's kind of been dry lately. I'm turning up ideas in my mind, but I guess this is something I eventually want to hopefully make at least a partial living off of one day. I probably need to think of these ideas more often. I do have a couple coming up in my head. I might pitch those soon, see if they would work. And maybe, who knows, you might see that one day. I had a bit of an adventure as the technological person that I am today. I was talking about in my last boo how I had an Ubuntu installation installed via Wubi, which is a Windows-based installer that creates a virtual disk with Ubuntu on it. There's no fancy partitioning to be done. You don't have to wipe your hard disk. You can install it and uninstall it at will. Well, I decided that I wanted to migrate this into make a proper dual boot Windows Linux system. Anyways, I knew there were things out there to repartition, or at least shrink the partition of a hard disk, especially with the way things have gone. Back in the days, you couldn't do that. Those were called basic disks, and now you have dynamic disks, which allows you to extend or shrink the size of a partition, and Windows actually has a native application, or at least can do this natively, even though it's fairly limited. But I fooled around a bit and decided to take a more riskier avenue as far as shrinking my Windows partition by about 20 gigabytes to make room for a dedicated Linux partition, and used Partition Wizard. I had to use a bootable version because something with my computer is screwed up, and it keeps on thinking I make changes after I shut down and restart, meaning it wouldn't run otherwise, so I had to make a bootable version. My goal was to migrate my current Wubi install and migrate it into its own proper dual boot install, its own partition, instead of just being a file that gets mounted as a virtual disk at startup. Basically, it becomes a bit risky to run it sometimes. If something happens, you could completely bork things and have to start from scratch. But my big worry was whether Windows would start after I shrunk the partition. So as soon as that was done, I restarted it, and everything worked fine, actually. I was surprised. Now, I went over to Wubi so I could partition the now empty space to make way for Linux. But then it wouldn't start up. The Ubuntu installation somehow got borked. And as I said before, you can install and uninstall like a program. So I decided, okay, screw this. I'm just going to install it cleanly. And so I had to sync to my Wubi installation. Uninstall. Sorry, I'm not a good singer. But that was an adventure. And now I feel happy because I have a proper Linux installation on my system. I have no idea why I felt the need to talk about that. Really, I'm just goofing around. Last weekend, I had a pretty party-hard weekend. As far as I'm concerned, I don't really party hard. And I have another weekend like that after, actually. It should be interesting. I haven't been sleeping properly all week and everything, so this might be a bit of an adventure with rainbows and grabbing and all that. Anyways, 15 seconds to sign off here. Hopefully I'll get back to this more often, but until then, I will see you later, boozers.